Transparency with Mr. Jean. This podcast takes us through the lives and the trials and tribulations of those who have conquered and have become victors instead of victims. I am your host, Mr. Jean, and I'm a father, a singer-songwriter, as well as a motivational speaker. But more importantly, I'm happy you chose to stop on by. Today's episode is sponsored by Mudforce. Mudforce is a new brand of OCR clothing built specifically for the OCR in you. Check out the new compression and pants and shirts, as well as built-in knee and elbow pads, zipper pockets, and made from recycled material. Percentage of the profits will be donated to Oscar Mike Foundation and Pacific Crest Trail Association. This is a startup company that's been inspired by OCR Racing, so follow them on Instagram as well as Facebook. That is Mudforce, MudforceOCR.com. Hey, were you guys aware that Monday Motivation Volume 1 is now available? That's right. You asked for it. I did it. 10 Monday motivations that can help stimulate you, motivate you, start your day off, as well as put you to sleep. You just have to go and click on the bio or go to the liveexperienceonline.com, click on the product store, and get your Monday Motivation Volume 1. Don't delay, get it now. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Mr. Jean. Getting back to what you guys say you want the most. You guys say you enjoy these transparency moments, so I wouldn't be the one to give it to you. But this week, I'm going to talk about what's called love. It's called Love is Fickle. Yes, I have been in love. Yes, I have found, I've said, I found someone to take away the heartache. I forgot who sang that song, but that is a song called I Found Someone. But I found love a long time ago, and it broke my heart. See, when I was in my early 20s, I was ripping and running, doing what 20-year-olds do. Living the fast life, thinking that, you know, I'm going to be out here, I'm going to get to know the world. And my grandfather, God bless him as he rests in heaven and looks down on me. Well, he took me on a trip. He took me to Kona, Hawaii. So I and my aunt, and he took me there. My 21st birthday. And I was ready to go have a good time. I was like, I'd never been to Hawaii as an adult where I could, you know, get to know the island, get to know the people, because I've always enjoyed traveling. It's one of the things I enjoy doing, getting to know the surroundings, people, the culture. Because I know there's, you know, I love being here in the U.S. I love the United States. I just know there's more to this world than just this one continent. And there's still so much I still have to see throughout this continent. But I went to Hawaii. And when I went to Hawaii, I went to a karaoke bar. As you guys know, I can sing. I enjoy singing, and I paid my way through college doing karaoke. And I had a karaoke company that oversaw a lot of the El Toritos and El Chaparrals and family restaurant organizations for years. And I was one of their entertainment coordinators that basically kind of oversaw everything from Simi Valley, Woodland Hills, I'm blanking, Santa Clarita, Canyon Country. I was overseeing those areas for entertainment for about a year or so. But I digress. So I like to sing. I've always loved singing. And I went to a karaoke spot and I was singing a song and I met this young lady. And I'm gonna call her Lady L. It's been over 20 years, but I still am not trying to get sued. So I'm going to call this young lady, Lady L. And Lady L was from Hawaii. She is Samoan. I think I stalked her once on Facebook, but that's a whole other story. But Lady L, I fell in love with her. I fell hard for her. Like, was going to just drop everything here and move to Hawaii. Because I got to know her. I got to know her family. Fell in love, fell hard, and she showed me the island. She took me around different places. She taught me to relax. I mean, throughout the hustle and bustle of being in Los Angeles, you know, everything's quick. You gotta go, got time, things to do, gotta eat quick, gotta move fast, gotta handle all of a sudden as we're going. This young lady taught me how to relax. One morning at breakfast, which she invited my family to, and surprisingly, I think, yeah, the whole meal was comped. But in the midst of the meal, I was like, oh, why aren't my pancakes here? And it's like 45-minute wait. And she was like, well, what else do you have to do today? And I was like, well, you know, I thought we were going to spend seeing the island. She's like, the island will be here. Let's just enjoy this time. And breakfast was 3 hours. I had never had a 3-hour breakfast in my life. I was not used to that style of living, that style of communicating with people, spending 3-4 hours just having breakfast. Beautiful scenery, beach. The food was great, but we talked and I fell in love. And I was there for 7 days. And within that time, I got to know her, what I thought I knew of Lady L. And Lady L and I shared many experiences that have lasted for over 20 years in my head. And I felt I knew what love was. I felt love. I felt a connection that I had never felt with anybody ever. And when I returned, I counting the days as to when I could return back to Kona. Because I wanted to see her. I wanted to be next to her. I wanted to be in her world. Because I felt something new. I felt something different in me. And I didn't want to let it go. And Lady Nell and I were intimate. Again, we saw the island in many different ways. And about a month later, I got a call from Lady L. And she told me that she was late. And I was like, what, you're late to your meeting? Late for picking up your car? She was like, no, that she was pregnant. And of course, I did not want to be the foolish one of saying, well, whose is it? Because I did not want to insult her because I felt I was in love with her. Who else could it be? I mean, I know I haven't seen her for about a week or two. I spent 5 days with her. I did not want to go into the, well, who was before me? I didn't want to go into the, well, who was after me? Who was 3 months before me? Who was a month before me? I didn't want to do that. I was so much in love with her that I took her at her word. And so I asked her, what do you want to do? It's like, I said, I'll get on a plane right now. I'll fly to you. I want to be with you. But she was angry. I don't think she was as angry as much as she was scared. Because we were young. We were just starting our lives. And here comes a child. But here I am. I'm like, I'll take responsibility. With all the even questions still going in my head, because I was in love. But she did not want me. The love I sensed from her turned to anger. It was, how could you do this? Young 20s. But I asked her, what do you want to do? So 2 days later, she says, John, send me $250. And I was like, for what? She's like, you know, for what? Now here I am having to make a decision. The woman who I have fallen in love with is making a decision for her, which could affect both of us, but can now change the course of our lives forever. And I sent Lady L $250. Every day I called her to see how she was doing, what she was doing, who was taking care of her. And on the other end, I just kept hearing anger. I'm fine. Such and such is taking care of me. Don't worry about me. And the day that she was going to use the $250, I was extremely nervous. Because I wanted to be there, but she was like, no, I don't want you here. I wanted to get on a plane and be by her side to hold her hand. But she didn't want me there. I wanted to give her the reassurance that no matter what has happened, that I love you, that I want to be with you. She didn't want that. And I remember this number she gave me, and I called it, and a young lady answered. It sounded like a clinic. Sounded legit. Of course, some of my friends said, man, she played you. But when I called, I spoke to this young lady, and you know, I gave Lady L's name. Of course, she could not give me the information because I was not family. But I remember crying to her saying, I just want to make sure she's okay. And there was a pause in the young lady's voice on the phone to me saying, she'll be just fine. Well, after that day, I wanted to send her flowers. She said, don't send me flowers. I said, well, what can I do since I can't be there? Because I think I was going back to work and starting some other projects with the karaoke and overseeing some stuff for the restaurant business because I did have a job to do. And she told me, the best thing you can do for me right now is leave me alone. and it broke my heart. I called her a month later, and I still got the cold shoulder, but it was like, okay, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. And for months, I went back and forth in my head playing out the scenarios. Did she play me? Was she ever pregnant? Did she actually go to a clinic? Did she ever even love me? But those are questions that I'll probably always have. I had friends who say, well, look, it cost you $250 to get out your life. Some men would have said to me, that was cheap, but I was in love. Love has no space, no time, no distance. It carries memories that can last a lifetime. I met someone who changed my life forever. Years later, I looked for Lady L, and I found her. She had, of course, moved on, was with a young man. I think she was married. Not sure if she had ever had kids, but there was a side of me that was happy that she appeared to have found love and that she had moved on. And I had to accept the fact that my heart will always have the memories and experience of which we shared together. There is a saying that people come into your life for a reason or for a season. And in that experience, I had to define what it was going to be. What about you? Have you had a love of story that was fickle? You thought it was going to go one way, it went another. Did you have somebody break your heart and you had to learn a hard lesson from them? Well, let me know. Call me on my hotline. I'd love to hear you. You can even leave it anonymously. 818-660-5374. Again, 818-660-5374. Now, of course, that may be considered a sad story, but the end result was I got stronger. She got stronger. I fell in love later on in life. She found love later on in life. She's been happily married for over 10 years. And I have been blessed with two beautiful children. Not by Lady L, of course. I'm happy. I'm moving forward. But tell me your story. That's what I want to hear. Hit me up on the hotline. 818-660-5374. Again, 818-660-5374. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that is from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thealiveexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.